What's up, everybody? Welcome back to this week's edition of Black Voices Friday. This is episode 2 in the series that we are producing weekly in an effort to amplify more Black art. I am Jacques Neal, one half of the co-host of Culture Kings here on Earwolf. I have another dope podcast for you guys today. In case you don't know, in case this is your entry point into Black Voices Friday, first of all, go back and listen to the other ones. Second of all, this is what it is. It is an opportunity that I'm so grateful that Earwolf is allowing me to have their platform to amplify Black artists, Black content creators that you may not have heard of before, and our effort to help you support more Black art. Now, this week, the podcast that I'm bringing to you is called The Crossover. Now, here's what The Crossover is all about. It's a show that is about sports, culture, art, and how they all cross over. So a little bit like Culture Kings in that respect, and is hosted by two amazing, dope-ass Black men. Their names are Rod Benson, who is a former basketball player, professional, I might add, and Michigan defensive end Chris Eddings. Both homies of mine, both really dope-ass people and comedians in the game now, but they have a very interesting view that they also used to be professional, grade-A-ass athletes. So I think it's a really interesting conversation and really nice crossover that they bring to you guys. Now, this specific episode that you are going to be listening to is an episode where they are joined by another comedian here in the Los Angeles area by the name of Leonard Smith. And they're going to discuss a lot of stuff. They're going to discuss improv classes. They're going to discuss jail. They're going to discuss systematic racism, the COVID-19 lockdown. And they're going to cross over and talk about, I guess, one of their favorite movies, D2, The Mighty Ducks. It is a really fun episode. I have been a guest on this podcast before, so I hope you enjoy it. I hope you want to subscribe to it, and I hope you want to keep on supporting them after you listen to this episode. So listen to it, put it in your spirit, put it in your soul, put it in your ears, and go smash that subscribe button and find The Crossover, hosted by Rod Benson and Chris Eddings. Now, you can find The Crossover on social media at Crossover the Podcast, and you can also find Rod Benson on social media at Z Sorry On. That is the letter Z S O R R Y O N on all social media platforms. And you can find the homie Chris at D Reddings. That is the letter D R E D D I N S on all social media platforms. Just a little bit extra about the host. Rod Benson is, like I said, a former basketball player. Then he was a Yahoo blogger, and now he is an activist and a fine artist. And let me tell you, man, he is dope as hell. Go check him out and go check out a lot of the artwork that he paints, and you will fall in love with this homie. And Chris is another former athlete turned writer and improviser, and just an all-around artistic dude. So you got a really good set of hosts. You got a really fun episode you're about to listen to. One more time, it's called The Crossover. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you come back every week to Black Voices Friday. But in the meantime, let's get to The Crossover.
It has like, people will like comment on my stuff, like, "Oh, that's really funny," or "I love your stuff." Or I'm looking back, he like was asking me advice because he was starting 301 and he was stressed. I was like, "Who are people looking out to me for advice? Like, what the fuck?"
Because you're special, you popping, bro. Once you got a mess hall, that's when everything changed.
But this is back in 2018 when he asked me this. We just took a class together, and I was just the best person in the class. So I guess he was.
All right, well, shut up.
Oh, my God. Damn. I had a joke. I had a joke, and you just did it.
Why are people looking at me? God, because I'm the best in the fucking world, bitch.
Why is everybody looking at me? Because I'm amazing.
One out of 16, that's not that
great.
Well, you got to
be like everybody else.
That's not like, that's not that great.
Did you get an A?
In the class we took?
No, you didn't.
The pause.
No, you didn't.
I only got two A's. I got an A in 101 and 401.
You actually got an A in improv class before?
Yeah, two A's.
I certainly
didn't. I didn't even know they graded them like that.
I got two B's. It's really hard to get an A. And like the class I got to be, I think one person got a, I don't even think, one class nobody got an A, and then the one class I got to be in the 301. Only one person got an A, and it was Rachel Marsh, and she made Harold the first time she auditioned.
All right, Leonard, well, quit fucking bragging about yourself.
No. It's funny, too. I thought I was the best person in that class, too, but then I realized I wasn't.
Just because she made Harold later?
No, because when she, like, because we were all asking, and she said she got an A, and I was like, damn, you do be killing it, though.
I didn't even know that was also, a thing.
She couldn't wait to say, I don't know this person, but if you got an A in improv, you cannot wait to, because 99% of people get B's. I thought it was, like, built into the structure.
She didn't tell. It was me, like, and everybody being like, who got an A? Because nobody got an A, so, like, everybody was asking, and she was like, I got an A.
I always just asked him, did I pass it? And he said, yeah, cool, bucko. I don't need any more information.
Notes, like, when they were talking about teachers and shit, and all my, like, the most common theme in my notes is, to stop looking at your teacher. Always look at the teacher.
Yeah, guys. You'd be like, if you played basketball, you'd look at like the bench.
Was
so
that
often.
Right, coach? Was that the play?
Like every time you do something good. Or like in high school, you probably look at your parents a lot. Like, see that? See that?
I don't even fuck with my parents, so I guess that's why I do.
Yo, everybody on this podcast is gonna come with some parent trauma, dog. Bro was giving me shit.
No, Leonard also has a father that loves him. What do you mean? Y'all all got just dads lying around, like it's just the thing to do.
Lying around, nigga, like you got a spare dad.
You have a spare dad?
Fuck no.
That's what I'm saying.
Did your dad text message you this morning? Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yes.
No, see, no.
That's why I was saying it from your viewpoint.
Don't brag about shit like that, man.
I was trying to go to Hawaii when they did the quarantine thing, but I'd have to quarantine for 2 weeks if I go there.
Yeah, but that's not bad.
Even if you get tested before, it's like, you could get it on the plane.
Yeah, that's
well, what's wrong with, like, quarantining in Hawaii? Like, you just go to, like, your private beach or whatever and just chill the fuck out.
My dad doesn't have a private beach, though.
I thought all dads had private beaches. This is dads we're talking about. Boats and beaches.
I mean, honestly.
Look, nigga.
Fishing.
I would.
What else? Y'all
if I don't
catch?
Put it on social media, they probably wouldn't catch me. They wouldn't.
Now we're going through Rod's journals right now.
My dad, he just told me how, like, somebody on the news, somebody got arrested because they were supposed to be quarantined, and they were putting on their social media, like they were out and about and putting it on their social media, and they got fucking arrested.
Damn.
By Hawaiian police.
I told my dad that. He was like, you trying to come back for the holiday? I was like, fam, where am I going to go? You and my mom both got it. Like, I can't go back. Like, what? Like,
nah. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to expose
you. But
your
parents got it?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, they got it?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is why everybody's like, this isn't real. It's liberal propaganda.
I know quite a few people with it, so I'm just
I
like,
wish, please.
I don't know anybody with it, but I think I have one friend who got it, and he's just like, it's shame to say it. I'm like, bro, like he texts me one day, like, I can't smell anything. Like, I'm just going to chill for a bit. And then like 4 days later, he's like, nah, I didn't have it. It was too fast. I'm like, that's a lie. The smelling thing is the thing. Like that's 100% it. But I think like it's, because we live in a situation like I don't see old people really ever. And
that's the thing. It's like there's so many people we don't see or think about.
Right. But I'm saying that because of that, like I think L.A. is like it's what makes L.A. a little different. Like our number of deaths. I mean, I don't know this for sure because I haven't looked in a while, but are relatively low. Our number of cases is super high.
The cases are
because people are out here
are
doing kind of, it. But yeah,
deaths are like below, are like 100 or something.
Yeah, it's like very low because we're like, no one at our age is going to like really die from it. That, I mean, not impossible, but
yes, is possible.
It is possible. But so I think it just makes people, especially you live here, you don't see old people. Like a lot of people who live in this town are here to be social. Like it's like the exact reason, like you're even fucking are in California basically. Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense why it's going the way it is, but it's also like, it's not going to change. I mean, I other countries
we
have started
opportunity.
The curve.
We had the opportunity.
Yeah, we had to do it right at the beginning. Because I was saying right at the beginning, like, yo, this is a huge social experiment. I don't think people can do this for more than a couple months. And other countries, because they locked down earlier at the right time, when a couple months hit, they were ready to start opening back up. Now they're out there.
But we thought we could as soon as we flattened it.
But we started hella late. And then the 2 months hit, and people were like, all right, reached my limit. And the shit was never contained.
I stayed inside
so here we are.
For 6 weeks for no goddamn reason.
It's really that SpongeBob meme, bro, of when it's like the other countries and like SpongeBob and Patrick are dancing outside. And it was like, but I'm in America because my country didn't run it right. It's everybody wants to like they saw everybody else starting to go back out and stuff, and then they were like, "Well, how come we can't do that?" And
so it's
like,
"Cause you stupid." 2 months earlier.
That's what I'm saying. You dumbass. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. That's
why they don't have nearly as many people as we do.
Also true.
Yeah, I think that the big kind of what I don't like seeing is like people shaming other people. Because, A, I've been around a lot of people who've been shaming, and they've had their moments, too. Like, let's not play. I'm not going to call anybody out. But every single person in the world is basically the same. Like, Korea was locked down for, like, 6 weeks. Again, their government did it better. Then 6 weeks in one day, I was looking at people's Instagrams, bars packed. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, it's, we just don't have a – we have a huge country with no closed borders. Half the country disagrees with every part of science.
Oh, God.
But people are still people. Like, the government didn't do its job, and now people are just being people. If the government could stop, if we could just shame people into stopping shit, like everybody would wear a condom, there'd be no goddamn fucking cigarettes. But you know what I mean? But that's not the way people don't act in everyone's best interest all the time. People are just
multiple
people.
DUIs.
Yeah. Do you have multiple DUIs?
I said people wouldn't have.
Oh, that was such a specific thing. He looked me dead in my eye when he said that.
Rob always ready to snatch a nigga.
Like, why are you saying that here, bro? Keep that to yourself.
Fuck. Never. That would defeat the purpose of my never going to jail clause.
Oh, my God. That's a clause, nigga?
In my life, yes.
I mean, are all black men born trying to get that?
I mean, that's my number one goal in life is to not go to jail.
I thought I wouldn't, but I spent a night in jail, man. That shit sucked. It was just like, it was just the idea knowing that I couldn't leave was like mind boggling.
Oh, I mean, I've spent one night in jail, but it's a real fucked up story. And it was some literally systemic racist bullshit.
That's how I ended up there. Tell me yours.
Yeah, go ahead.
So,
sharing circle.
So I'm going up to Andretti Speedway in Gwinnett from my job after I get off. And like, Gwinnett, they have what? Like, it's like we can race go-karts. And like play like arcade games.
But is that in California or Georgia?
This is in Georgia. Okay. Yeah, Gwinnett, Georgia. I'm from Atlanta, from my job in Atlanta. And I'm like 22 at the time, something like that, 21. And they have like a drink spell. It's like adults. It's like at night where only people 21 and up can
go. It's like a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So everybody in Atlanta does 20 over the fucking speed limit. Everywhere, on the highway especially. So I'm on 85. And there's a speed trap. There's a cop waiting on the bridge, and then there's a cop waiting to like take off and pull over people. And I saw it, and I was speeding, but I was like, "Fuck, okay." And like nothing happened, but I didn't realize that another cop had started following me, and then he was just following me, and then I thought I was good after that. I speed. If y'all heard me, I speed.
That's what I mean. He admits shit, right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
I speed very much, like a lot. So I got pulled over for doing 93 and a 65.
Goddamn.
And the officer was like, "Hey, so have you had anything to drink?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I had one beer after work. I'm going, you know, I'm about to go out." And he was like, "All right, let me have you do a sobriety test." I was like, "Okay, cool. I do a sobriety test. I pass the test." He's like, "All right, let me just have you blow in this." And I was like, "Okay." And it wasn't like a breathalyzer. And he's like, "It's not a breathalyzer." I was like, "Okay." I blow into it. And he's like, "This senses you have alcohol in your system. You're under arrest for DUI." And I was like,
"I just told you.
I had a fucking drink. Like, what?" And then I was pissed. And then so I get arrested. I go. They take me to the fucking, my two friends.
But alcohol in your system isn't what's illegal.
It's not illegal,
it's
yeah.
0.08 that's illegal.
Yeah. So. And so my two dumbass friends who were riding with me, they had drinks in their hands, so they weren't allowed to drive my car. So they impounded my car. They're like, "They've been drinking, so they can't drive your car. I legally can't get them." I was like, "Okay, cool, whatever." I mean, I was pissed. And then I get to the thing, I blow, it takes some time. They're processing me like I'm going to get arrested for DUI and shit. And right when like I'm about to get put in the system and processed, this never happened to me. I've always been weird about my fingerprints being like in the system and shit like that. Yeah. And like, it was about to happen. I was like, "God damn it." And then right before it happened, the white cop comes up to me. He's like, "Hey man, so actually you were under the limit, so we're not charging you with DUI. We're just going to say it was a reckless driving because you were a certain amount of speed over the speed limit." And I was like, "All right, cool, whatever. Speeding ticket, reckless driving ticket. I'm cool." I don't get processed. They put me back in the holding cell. I think that I'm just going to get released. Next day, I have to go to the courthouse. To go to the courthouse, they put you in fucking wrist and leg shackles.
What?
And put you on a fucking bus.
Holy shit.
To go to the courthouse from like processing jail?
Wait, they
like,
did all that. Hold on.
Minor crimes.
They put you in jail overnight for reckless driving?
Yes. Wow. So I get in the courthouse and then I find out my charges, and my charges are reckless driving, speeding, and failure to maintain lane. He said I didn't take enough time because I was in the fast lane to maintain my lane each time I merged over when he pulled me over.
When you were being pulled over?
When I was being pulled over.
Jesus Christ.
So I was pissed. That's like an extra like
They're saying a policeman is behind you all the way on the left side.
And I had
and
to.
They want you. They want you to go into the next lane, and like, wait for like 10 seconds. Wait. Go to the next, like when a policeman is pulling you over.
And he told me that actually when I was like, that he was giving me that ticket and I was pissed about it. So when I get to the courthouse and they're telling me my charges, I would have pled guilty or like, no, like, but I was like, no, I don't want to plead guilty to the failure to maintain ticket because that was a bogus ticket.
Yeah.
So like everybody else, I'm with a bunch, like people, the main people that are in the cell with me are like Hispanic people who are like, who aren't like, who don't have insurance. Like they got pulled over, don't have insurance, like don't have a license or something like that. And they're all pleading guilty and we're all going out and they take us back to the jail. People are getting let out. My dad's like calls me. He's like, hey, should I bail you out? But I'm like, you don't need to bail me out. They're just going to release me. Like, this is a speeding ticket. Then come to find out, my homie was looking to it, and he called a bail's bondsman. Tell me why the judge put on my case hold until court date.
God damn, bro.
When did what?
For a speeding ticket?
For a reckless driving and a speeding ticket. They thought I wasn't going to be able to post my bail.
How much was the bail?
It was like $1,200.
Why did you have bail in the first? I don't understand.
Yeah, this is insane.
This doesn't make any sense.
I had to pay that to get me out of jail.
So they just robbed you, basically, is what
happened. Bro, no, no. So this is what's fucked up. They thought I probably wasn't going to have money to pay bail. And then, because they make money every day somebody's in the jail system. You know what I'm saying? And the shit was like 4 months away. So they were going to hold me in jail for like 4 months, dog. My court case. I get to my court case because I'm like, fuck this. I'm still want to fight the failure to maintain charge. And I just go. I don't go with a lawyer. I just go with my homie. And then, like, the judge is like, oh, if you plead no contest, you know, then it'll be off your system. And you can just walk away today. Like, your bail is the same amount as your tickets. My bail was my tickets. So, basically, they made me pay my tickets right then to get out of jail. Or they would have just held me to my court date. Like, I got nothing. All I did was literally go to court that day. And they were like, okay, you said no contest. You're good.
You got robbed, bro.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, I was going to have to pay those tickets. My bail was the same amount as the tickets.
I know, I'm just saying, like, but what they gave you, they robbed you, bro.
Yeah, they didn't rob me. They were like, we're going to hold your ass in jail.
I'm saying they took money from you for no real reason.
It's bullshit.
They robbed you.
The reason was reckless driving. Yeah. Just to let this be a lesson to all of y'all. Don't speed.
Yeah.
In California, you have to be going, I believe, like over 100 to get reckless driving.
Okay. They had just created like the super speeder law because people were speeding a lot in Atlanta. And he was like, I think he technically was like, you were technically doing like 95, but I didn't want you to get the super speeder law. So I said it was 93.
Man, like, fuck you, bitch.
I know. I was so mad, bro.
Do me a favor.
I was so polite and like.
I know, that's the worst.
And then as soon as the nigga was like, since there's alcohol in the system, you're under arrest for DUI. And he was putting the cuffs on me. I was like, what the fuck? This is fucking bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking, what the? This is fucking bullshit, bro.
I am a grade A improviser. How dare you?
Shit, not then. I was just a goofy.
The best in my class.
The best in my fucking class. Do you know who I am?
Wait. The whole best in class thing, we're not recording. We were recorded.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Everybody listening,
if they didn't hear it before, you're hearing it now. Leonard spent 5 minutes talking about how good he is at improv.
No, I did not.
Better than everybody. Better than you
y'all
and me, at least.
Y'all were trying to clown me for making mess on those shoes.
Master, can you teach me some improvs? Can you please? Can
it was
you
never that.
Can I have some more knowledge?
I mean, I do like knowledge. I do like being the best. Trying to be the best. Actually, I don't care about it somewhat, unless I can possibly be the best.
Like, I mean, now that it's closed. I was thinking about this morning. Like, now that UCB is closed, like, if it never comes back, what are, like, all those people who, like, spent time trying to, like, rank up there? They're just like civilians now. Like,
I know.
Ah, we're the same, bitch. We are the same. If I have other attributes, I win.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. I'm that person. I am that person.
That's the one silver lining. We all start over. It's reset.
Corona is the great equalizer, motherfucker.
No, oh, yeah. The problem is
I was on the last mess hall team.
The problem is because you're not getting paid, right? So if you're not getting paid, all you guys did for a long time was just like have fun with yourselves, and now we're back in the real world.
Yeah, man. I'm not gonna go in on this again because we've already done it. But like, it's funny. Your cult got busted up. What you gonna do now?
No, I mean, you're obviously good at improv, as is everyone else. But you said that you wanted to get up and get some water right now. Right, I was about to ask him a question. Chris, what's up with you, man? How you living?
Nothing much, man. That's good, man.
Well, I was bad. Like, my question wasn't going to take that long for you to get a whole glass of water. We're not going to edit this out. However long it takes Leonard to get his water. Oh, and the dispenser is almost empty too. I need to change the thing, so it's gonna. Okay, stop tapping. I was saying that you requested Mighty Ducks. You want to do Mighty Ducks, specifically D2, which is the best of the Mighty Ducks. Mm. Why?
Mm. Oh, man. I mean, at the time, it makes sense that I love this movie because it came out, the first one came out in 92, and I was 5 years old, you know, five, 6 years old.
Yeah.
Because I'm at the end of the year, and it's just, you know, your classic feel-good story, I guess. It was really, when I look at it now, I was pretty cynical as a child. But I guess I was too young to realize how fucking stupid these movies were.
Yeah, okay, there we go. I was waiting to see where you're going to go with this. I was like, guess what, ding dong, this movie's bad. Okay,
how did blasphemy? Don't.
Not at all.
The first one is just like, all right, feel-good white people story in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying?
It has the cake eater guy still.
The cake.
What's his name? I didn't rewatch it. Because I've seen it like 30 times. The one black guy from the Mighty Ducks 1.
Jesse,
yeah. He calls everyone cake eater.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, is that in Sandlot? He's also in Sandlot.
Yeah,
Sandlot. Yeah. He calls everyone cake eater.
Honestly, I should have chose the Sandlot, but
but you didn't.
I didn't.
Honestly, you should have.
But this is great. You know, Gordon Bombay, big shot lawyer,
soft
gets
bro.
A DUI or something.
He's soft, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Gets a DUI and then has to coach a rec team for fucking a month and a half, and it changes his whole life. This shit makes no sense.
So, okay, no, wait. Let's stop there real
Let's
quick.
Go to D2.
He was a lawyer, right?
He was a lawyer.
So then what the fuck are we talking about at the beginning of Mighty Ducks 2, dog?
Like, the point I was about to make. This nigga goes to motherfucking minor league hockey, gets his knee destroyed by some goons. There's a lot of goons in these
Bruh,
fucking
it was
movies.
The softest tackle ever, though. Like, it's a standard issue, like, hockey tackle.
He got double teamed.
What do you mean? The dude, like, swung like dude, went straight at his leg.
No.
You're thinking about that's later
when they did the one-on-one.
Okay.
But the first thing when he gets his knee destroyed, he's, like, pinned up against the wall, and the other dude, like, just cram.
Cram? You said that shit like you were reading a comic book.
Shout out to Tony Baker.
Wham!
But so then he gets on a bus, a Greyhound bus, back home to Minnesota and is working in a skate shop, sharpening skates and selling hockey sticks. Nigga, don't you have a law degree?
Bruh, thank you. You just covered my main first problem of this whole franchise. It's like, he was like, I want something bigger. I was almost there. Nigga, you're a lawyer. What do you mean? Go be a lawyer.
Okay, but at the end of, I didn't watch Mighty Ducks 1. I haven't seen that in quite some time. But doesn't he like kind of like come to the realization that his old life as a lawyer wasn't serving him?
Yes.
So I guess he doesn't say that he quit, but I think you get the sense that he's like, lawyership isn't for him anymore.
Bro, no.
That it made him a bad person.
If you
person,
have a law
bro.
Degree and you know people, you have different avenues for different jobs. Yeah. In this movie, they're acting like you. Hans is like, oh, you're going to sit on the couch and chop and skates all
thank
day?
You, bro.
And it's like, what?
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, okay, you're right, but I guess I love a good hole in a movie. I just feel like he could also have said, like, kind of like
talking about holes.
Like wait, Joel McHale in Community, right? Like, he's like, he basically, all the people he knew from lawyership are like trash, so he like doesn't want to like be around them anymore.
No,
so he's
bro.
Just like at community college, like basically living a poor life after that.
But that doesn't work because his main motivation in this movie also, which is not a problem, like the main dilemma is that like they're offering to pay him a lot of money to be a coach. But then, like, the kids are like, but you lost the side of the game.
Now,
like, this ain't got shit to do with the Mighty
hole.
Ducks. This is Team USA.
Instantly, he's a fucking skate shop bum. And out of nowhere, Hans, who lives in the middle of fucking Minnesota, gets him a job as the head coach of the junior, like, Olympic hockey team.
Minnesota is the center of American hockey. So, like in the middle of, like, Laguna Beach is, like, where, like, USA volleyball lives, right? Like, it's, like, the same thing in my opinion.
I understand that.
I agree with that.
But there are committees and shit. There's process. There's, like...
No, there's less than you think. Not for USA stuff.
All right.
They hired Jeff Van Gundy to coach the USA team that I was on for basketball. And it was, like, it was just, like... Greg Popovich just decided one day, like, you.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't like some
that
long
makes sense.
Process.
Jeff Van Gundy coached in the fucking NBA for 3 years.
But this is junior hockey also. This is
like,
this is junior.
Wait,
okay.
But wait, is it junior? What age range
I don't
is junior
know.
Hockey, bro?
It was like
the first
12,
one, they're like 12, and the 12 second one, they're like 14 or
they're
something.
They're like 12 to, no, yeah, the second one, they're like JV. The third one, they're JV.
I'm talking
yeah,
about
the third
D2.
One, they're like 15 or 16, yeah. Right? So D2, they've got to be like 13 or 14.
It's like 13, 14.
Fair. There's no way. Iceland and Germany were comprised of strictly 25-year-old men.
Yeah, they were all
who
gigantic.
Are you talking about, bro?
Also, the USA team had men and women on it.
Bro.
All the other teams did not have any women on the team.
That's not the craziest part of this movie, bro.
No, there's so much.
That's not the craziest part. The craziest part about the team makeups, about this whole thing, is that Trinidad a fucking team.
Trinidad is so embarrassing in this movie. And they like, when they score a goal, they like, dun, 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 dun. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Even as a kid, I was like, is this cool runnings? What is this?
Oh, they were trying to get that cool runnings vibe right there. Listen, though, talking about that, the whole team, this motherfucking coach, one rec team, one small town Minnesota rec team.
Yo, but they were the
and now he's nationally known.
Relax, dog. The Flying V was tough.
Yeah. So he's the coach. Some fucking athletic company sponsors him, makes him the coach. And then he just chooses the Mighty Ducks as the team for the junior. Like,
nah, that's,
that is wild because he basically chooses the same.
It's
Minnesota
like he brings like 10
and
people,
then he brings like three other
and then
people,
five other players
from all over the world. No, that's not the crazy part.
And it's they're all super racist with their abilities.
Yeah, true. Yes, we'll get there. Quick pause. The absurd part about the whole Mighty Ducks thing is that they change into the Mighty Ducks uniform and they're halfway through the fucking game, dude. No, that needs to be addressed. That is insane.
That's the last. That's the last period.
That's like the very end of you went straight to the very end of the movie. Like,
we haven't gotten there.
I didn't know we were staying with continuity. I was
I mean,
just
not exactly, but if there's a part you can't get over in the movie and it's like the very last scene, it's like you probably enjoyed the movie.
Okay. No, that's not.
If that was like the first scene, you'd be like, what? No. Like, I can't get jiggy with this.
The first thing that I noticed that I can't get over is that this is the one time in a movie that the diversity, and I will only say this one time, that the diversity feels unnecessary and inauthentic.
No.
Why are there just all black?
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. They went, it was a successful movie. It was all white. So they were like, okay.
Yeah, nigga, who plays hockey?
We want exact, but it yeah.
First of all, who lives in Minnesota?
Who?
There's one black kid and a bunch of white
go
kids.
It's held in L.A., so they just go to L.A. And there's a, what court in South Central has people playing street hockey on?
Bro. I've never seen street hockey until I went to Canada. And when I did see it, I was like, oh, this is fucking weird.
Right.
Like, exactly. Y'all just do this? Y'all just get like, y'all just play on the street?
So they get there, they choose the players like, hey, there's a Hispanic guy from Miami. Hey, there's an Asian guy from San Francisco.
Who's hella fast.
Who can't stop.
Then the other one's like a fucking Olympic figure skater. Which doesn't make any goddamn.
There's
sense.
A girl from Maine who's clearly the better goalie. Julie, bro, never cat, yeah. put
she
in.
Has a nickname that is the cat. Of course, she's the better goalie.
She never gets Goldberg gets hurt or like thrown out of the game, and that's the only time she plays, except for at the end.
But I was also watching this again, and I said the same thing. I was like, how you not going to play her in any game except for the last play of the last it thing? But no then she goes in because Goldberg is, like, tired or whatever, and then she immediately, like, double-checks those two fucking dudes who are the most sexist characters I've ever seen in a fucking kids movie. But
I mean, I feel like they were more mean in Mighty Ducks 1. I feel like they were just bigger in Mighty Ducks 2.
They literally were breaking every single rule in D2.
Those refs are garbage. What are
they were
refs?
When they were playing Iceland, they were like hooking. They were.
That's what I was saying. I mean, like, I said meaner, like with their words, not with. Oh. They were like, yeah, they were doing more like physical. Like, the motherfucker from Texas, again, I'll say kind of racist in a white way, is like he has like a roping degree or some shit. And he literally ropes one of the players.
In the middle of a roping degree. Yeah. He said a roping degree.
I don't know how the fuck you get a quick question, this shit.
Quick question. How do you stop momentum with a rope on ice? Because you can't.
Also, he wasn't in the play at the time. And then the fact that he just looked over and there's a rope next to the country guy on the bench. I felt some type of way, dog.
Bro,
I was like, is he going to rope somebody or hang somebody? Like, he's always ready. He's always ready.
He works for NASCAR, my G. He's always they use ropes like that all the time. What do you mean?
All the time.
It's been there for over a year.
All the time.
It's been there so long.
All the time.
I was in a different pit, bro. I don't know what
you're talking. Okay, let's go back to the start of D2, right? Bombay is down and out after washing out of the minors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the sponsor that came?
Hendricks.
Hendricks. Hendricks comes. And offers him he gets the USA job, and Hendricks wants to sponsor, right?
And gives him dumb money and like, bruh, this.
They gave this man a crib in Malibu, dog.
Take I know it's
just
for
a crib,
rent.
A fucking mansion.
Like
on
I was
the
like,
water.
This is stupid, but it has to be like just for rent for the games. There's no way they just like gave him that house. It would make no fucking sense.
My man said as they pulled up, this is the type of stuff you can expect now because you are winning for us. That's literally what he said.
And then as soon as he lost the first game, he was like, you're fucking done. It's like, nigga, I signed a contract.
We pay you to win. I was like, fam, do you not know how sports work? Like, sometimes, like.
When he does go to Malibu, I find it very interesting because I feel like every single movie does this in some way where it's like, you're in Hollywood now, it's like fast, quick cuts, and like
there were so many tropes.
Yeah, and then the kids
go. Big shot.
Okay, how fucking
that?
Who do you think
that was so dumb? Because it's not like he was like flexing on people. They were like making him over and making him do all.
That was him getting lost in the sauce, basically.
No, but like he would have to have been buying in to play Mr. Big Shot. Like he was like, what am I doing?
I mean, then
like,
he eventually bought in.
Yeah, I think that's more about that Icelandic lady.
That short
the most like fucking ridiculously sexist scene, like overtly sexist scene
There's
in any
lot.
Movie.
There's a lot.
No,
of
but this one when the kids go to Rodeo and make the girls try on clothes.
Bro,
is wild.
Not only is it sexist, it is so problematic, dog. Because the shorty with the short hair, bro, winked at these children.
Yeah. It's problematic on multiple levels.
A lot of movies.
It's problematic on multiple levels.
She had
levels.
On a bathing suit and winked at
Have you
four
seen the movie Blank Check? It's basically like a 10-year-old like wanting to smash like a 30-year-old woman who's like also in the FBI or some shit. Like,
and we're all rooting. We're all rooting for the little boy.
She like kisses him on the cheek, like she knows what she's doing,
bro. Not only do they like, first of all, what boutique is letting in any kids? You know what I'm saying? By themselves, I don't even care if you're
Aaron Spelling.
They ask for no proof and then literally try it on like a dozen outfits.
I think that her reacting that insane again. When they said bikinis after Shorty had just winked at her, and every time they walked out, she looked like a madam at a brothel, like, this one work for you? This one? It was the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know, maybe try on something else.
After that lady literally yelled, you're the Team USA kids. Like, come on, bro, kick them out.
But let's reframe that scene, though. Because I remember watching when I was like 10 and being like, noise!
Noise!
This is awesome! Sure. I never seen anything like this.
No. Noise. I also realized that this movie is of y'all's generation because I remember watching this movie thinking that they were like my age, but like Josh Jackson is like 18 years younger than my father. Like, that nigga old, bro.
I realized Keenan was born in 78 when I was looking
right?
This like, stuff. I mean,
Keenan, low-key, the oldest of OGs.
But for sure, they were like, okay, we have, they. I feel like the reason why they added more ethnicities to the movie is because they were trying to make more money. They were like, let's make this a broader range. So everybody feels like, oh, okay, let's talk about the scene where they go to the hood
where they taught to them play how to
street
win.
Hockey, and it's like, we're gonna show you how to play blue collar, how to work hard. It's not all about the right training. You gotta be able to have a little physical, you gotta go for it. You can't stop. They won't hold black people down. We're gonna be
wait, like, but didn't they also like skate there weird or something?
Yeah,
like,
they got on a bus. They got on a bus.
Keenan showed up and it almost got forcibly ejected by that.
Yeah, but the security was like, get out of here.
He was like, come play us, bro. Come skate over.
He was heckling them the whole time.
Roller skated. Like, first of all, that opening roller skating scene is insane.
I'm not gonna lie. They do it in every movie. Yep. The roller skating montage, the roller skating scene is always fire.
There's a movie about roller skating, right? Is it called Airborne or something? No. What's it called?
There's a couple. Mm-hmm. But there's like the Devil Hills one. Remember where they go down that crazy windy?
I think that's the one I'm thinking of. There's one like around the exact same time.
There's a Disney one.
Look this up.
There's a couple. There's a Disney one.
It's probably the Disney one I'm thinking of because I saw it when I was a kid.
And then there's one where like the Disney one is like they both, I think one is like they do a race course. And then one is like, it's like a hockey
Brink.
One, but they also Brink is the Disney one.
Yeah,
Brink I think is the one I'm thinking of because that's the race course one, right?
I think it's the race course.
Yeah, that's what that scene of them skating to the hood to go play hockey reminded me, I guess, of Brink. I haven't seen. I don't know if I have the movie right.
They don't skate to the hood. They just jump cut to the hood.
Where are they skating?
That's
to?
At the beginning.
When
he's like, "We're gonna get the team back together."
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, and okay, okay, okay.
Skate
okay.
all through everything.
Yeah, yes. That's most definitely like Brink for sure. Brink was like, "Let's just do this for Mighty Ducks." You know?
Brink was hot though too, man.
Brink was cool.
But I think there's a theme between all these movies, and the more movies we do from this era, the more you're gonna see it. It's like like little boys like completely over sexualizing like some like grown ass woman, like over and over again.
All the boys being in love with like the one girl.
Yeah, but then also the woman like reciprocating in some like weird enough way. Like even in Sandlot, like Wendy Peppercorn like winks at him, and then they get married, and she's like 8 years older than him. That's so wild to me. But yeah, you see that all the time, and then you see these. It does become like this like very multinational affair in a lot of these movies too, going forward, especially ones that have bigger cast. It's like, we'll just get one of everything to balance it out. Like, and it's funny because that's what we grew up with. So it didn't like, I feel like what was like a 40-year-old white dude thinking at the time of these movies? Like, these niggas taking over. Like, that's what they do now. Every time there's a movie now with like a bunch of like multi-ethnic people, I'm like, somebody's mad.
Yeah. There was some like white dude in Minnesota who was like, that's not how hockey, they shouldn't leave my natural hockey alone.
I mean, I'm not a hockey guy. I don't know how they felt, but I feel like they definitely were like, I've been to a few tournaments.
My guy literally does like a triple spin action or whatever, and then like hits the puck, and it's like, that would never happen in hockey. Like, I mean, obviously that's going to happen in a Disney movie, but like some person out there was probably angry.
Speaking of things that don't happen in movies, why did Buddy get sent off for doing what enforcers do, but then the homie could straight up axe chop the dude in his arm, and he just got
to
put
get you
in the
aggravated.
Penalty box? But it didn't make any sense though. Isn't that how like power plays work? Like he's supposed to go in the penalty box, not out of the game.
One thing I did think was more realistic about this movie, because again, in the first one, they execute the flying V to a T. What happened?
Oh, when they blew that shit up.
It's just like, oh, just hit one of these motherfuckers and it's over. Like the first one, they're like, yeah, they have like another gymnast on the team who like does like spins and twirls and like scores with ease. And the second one, they try and do that against Iceland, and they just hit him. Like, it's like, this should be happening in
but
real
then later,
hockey.
Later, he throws like an alley-oop, and it works.
Bro, right? It was a fade route. He threw it in a straight fade route, bro, over the top. And he dove for it, too, and just tapped it in. I was like, that's not, what are we playing here?
So,
why did Iceland like
also, Nazis? Let's talk about how, you know, Gordon becomes a complete dick. And, like, everybody on the team hates him. Shout out to Jesse. Jesse was a real one. Jesse was like, fuck Gordon. Fuck Coach Bombay. Fuck Gordon. He was like, he gonna leave us like everybody else does. He was, he had some trauma. He had some real trauma, dog. He was really, he was really not feeling.
He probably didn't have a father. I don't remember. Do you remember y'all with fathers? Y'all remember his father's situation?
His storyline never made it to the bottom cut. We only saw Charlie Conway's parents and Banks. What's the other one?
Adam Banks. Yeah.
The like. Well to do, I've been bred to play hockey my entire life.
Okay, so the most fun thing in this movie to me was the first movie, I'm forgetting the name, but the big dude who obviously hits the puck like 100 miles an hour. He gets like a fucking brother in this. Bash brothers are, I don't give a fuck what you say. That's just gold. That's just good shit.
I agree with you, which is why it is insane that the Bash Brothers got sent out of one of the Bash Brothers got sent out for doing what you're. People do that in hockey, bro.
Like, they had to make the narrative like they really got their ass beat.
I'm saying, bro, I need at least one. I need if you're gonna do that, and I need you to write it. I need you to say one thing that the refs are in on it because you made Iceland look like Nazis. Mention it, please, like because they're not doing their job.
But if the refs are in on it, it also like dismantles like everything else about the movie. Like you just need them to overcome, man. You just need them to overcome. And it's not like they weren't doing crazy shit also. They just their crazy shit was finesse and Iceland's crazy shit was power.
And also which they had to do because Bombay was a terrible coach. Hans did all the real coaching. You know, that nigga Bombay just came back with all right, listen guys, I knew I was fucking up before, but I'm back. The game's fun, right? Everything is fun.
Also, just Emilio's not a good actor. Emilio's bad in this.
Wow.
I don't know. The show is Miss Michelle.
What's funny. This is what's funny. I remember him watching him skating during his heartfelt like, oh, I forgot what the game was all about. Like on some private beach in fucking Malibu.
That's just so stupid.
So bruh, dumb. The body doubles in this movie was god awful. Emilio is so short. And that nigga apparently can't rollerblade because like the dude rollerblading really good in the parking lot clearly was not him. Was like 6'3". And it like cuts back to him like waist shot. Like all you see it is like a waist and above. And it's like Emilio. It's like, bro, what are you doing, dog?
Yeah, I'm like a person who like always looks at the like anytime there's any sort of scene where I know a double's gonna be used and it's just like perfectly like the back side of their head and I'm like, that's not even the same haircut, bitch.
At that opening montage, they do a shot of him because you need to see directly on, and then it's just strictly a different man. It's a grown man. There's and also so on many. The breakaway scene, I was like, famo. The strength that he is pushing off, I'm like, dog, no child is doing that. No child has that in them,
bro. That body double was funny. The dude was like clearly shorter than him, too. He was just like...
But he had grown man legs, bro. His kickoff was crazy. I was like, ain't no kid looking like that, dog. I was like, that's nonsense.
All of the body doubles in all of the movies are bad. Like, there's the montage at the beginning of D3 where Goldberg, like, is like, I'm not a skater, I'm a goal. And, like, him and Charlie, like, is trying to save him. Yeah. And he's doing, like, the craziest shit. The body doubles for both of them were god awful. It was like they jump off a bridge and then just land back with everybody and their knees aren't destroyed. My nigga, that was a 25 foot drop.
I mean, I have a problem with that with a lot of different, like, I have trouble, like, I hate dunking sometimes just because I know I gotta land. You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about?
That's why I can't watch action movies, man. I'm like, bro, this is so fucking ridiculous.
You gotta come down, man. It's not just up.
My nigga Goldberg cleared like a 7-foot railing and then landed 25 feet down and kept skating.
Not even the athletic ability, just their mental. These kids are not going to make it in sports. It's amazing.
They didn't. Only Banks USA made it, really.
Team. I know. I'm saying it's just insane that that was the USA team. Like they're mentally weak. All of them broke instantly with just a minor, like the most minute conflict. And they were just like, we can't do it.
Let me ask a question. Because I think we're all in agreement. Out of all the Mighty Ducks movies, D2 is the best one. It's my favorite one. Why do you like? Because I would say D3 is much more realistic.
Much more realistic.
It's like, hey, these are kids. They're trying to make a high school team. They're younger. They're not as good. Only Banks is really like at that varsity level. But why is it? Why we don't want the real shit? That's what I'm saying. Like everything we're complaining about is all the shit that still made it hot. I love when he went to the hood and learned the knuckle puck. I love when the dude hits it so hard that the Iceland goalie catches it. First, I'm like, shock. Then you see his hand, and it's like, ah! Like, I love that shit.
Then the second time he does it, hits him in the helmet. He falls. Oh, when they're doing the fucking shots at the end, he hits him in the helmet. He falls over, and it goes in the goal.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that is what makes it good. All exactly, this goofy shit.
For sure.
The third one is kind of like, oh, I'm just watching like hockey tryouts. Like,
it's, the third one was like, I can't get enough. I need to see what happens.
Dude. I think why you're saying D2 is the best one is because a tournament, like a national tournament thing, is always a fun plot line. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, where you like dodgeball, like you get to do all these weird, goofy
things. You can like make so many different teams and like montages of like.
Because like the first movie is still grounded.
I mean, I don't think that the other teams, except for Trinidad, make this movie at all. I think it's the.
Well, Ison kind of makes the movie.
Shit they do.
No, I'm saying it's. That structure of like going up is like, we got to change it up this time because we got da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Not the teams themselves. Right. I'm talking about that type of like tournament is more entertaining like, and fun.
So there's you a think different that's the game. Only thing?
That just lets you be more cartoonish because you just said the other two are more grounded.
The first one is well, the still third, cartoonish too.
The third one,
they did the flying V.
They made the third one. The story is so grounded that they have to do a lot of pranks in it. There's hella, because what's funny about the third one is like now that the Ducks are too urban for the school, bro. Tell me why this dude at the beginning fucking. I watched some of it before I came here. Tell me why when they're like introducing the Ducks to the private school, this. Bro, oh my God. Like the dean's son was like, you yo-yos took my, we called them yo-yos, dog.
What is, I mean.
I don't know, but it sounded offensive. He's like, you yo-yos took a spot for my brother in the JV squad.
I was like he made up a racism, a racist term, so that feels worse, honestly.
You yo-yos.
I've never heard yo-yo use that. I mean, I guess you could just call anybody anything. Like, you tree pots. took my shine.
I feel like I've heard somebody called somebody a yo before. Like, you yo's.
Definitely not that.
Never was.
Definitely not that.
You made that up.
Didn't you get an A in improv? At least come up with some better made up bullshit than that. But people say yo's. This motherfucker got an A. He got an A in 401.
Talked about it for 5 minutes.
Hold last on. Class.
Made sure to let everybody know.
Funniest motherfucker
the
you
last
know.
Last best hall team
I
that
feel like
exists.
I heard yo's. Shit. Making bullshit up.
Isn't Wayne Gretzky Canadian?
Also, they meet Wayne Gretzky in D2.
Like, is he Canadian?
I think so.
I think so. It was like, why is he meeting the American team?
Team USA
also, where was Team Canada?
Yeah, Team Canada should have equally had like the same environment and talent.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
where's Team Sweden?
Here?
I think like, but that's a good point though, because I think there growing up because of the movies, I believe that America just had like the best hockey, I didn't even think about Canada being like good until like. You know, it's one of those things that if you're not paying attention, then one day you're like, oh, wait, what? Like, yeah, everybody from Canada.
Cold plays, they love hockey.
Like, this is all they don't just like.
That's their basketball.
Like, when you drive down the street here and you see, like, people playing at, like, the park or whatever at Hoops, there it's, like, the exact same thing with hockey. I mean, if you do see a basketball court, chances are people are on it, but it's way less courts there. There's, like, probably 5% as many basketball courts, at least in Vancouver, as there are in L.A., like, 5%. Now, how much hockey is there, though? A fuckload. And they'll play it anywhere, and they'll talk about it. You'll go to a bar, and it's just like, oh, like 8 screens of hockey. I went there during the NBA Finals, and I remember, like, the one the Raptors were in, it was everywhere. But the one before that, I'd be like, yo, can we change this one screen out of 40 to the NBA Finals, please? Like, please? And then it's like the TSN broadcast. It's not like the TNT. So you don't get Chuck and Kenny and all those dudes. You get, like, some very light-skinned, very, like, Don Lemony-looking dude. Some very old white guy. And they're just like, yeah, it was a fair shot, eh? Every time he drives to the hole, it's with so much power, eh? Huh?
How about that hockey game?
Boy.
Where's the lie? Tell me where the lie is.
Some Don Lemon-looking.
Which, yeah. Clearly doesn't make sense that there was some black kid who was really into this Junior Olympic hockey team that he came in. Heckled them at every game, got them to come play, and then when Banks gets hurt, they just put him on the team? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, I guess I'm confused about what the age cutoff is, too, because I feel like dude's older brother seemed to be, like, even better than he was.
And he wasn't.
But they didn't even consider him. They're like,
I was lost with the age with the gigantic Vikings. So,
bro,
I have no idea.
The comparison, like, they literally was, like, 4'11 children against 6'2 dudes.
It was insane.
It was stupid.
Which also makes you think, like, did Iceland just have bigger people? Like, because obviously that's not true, is it?
Nah, bro. Not like that, dog. Not like that. Nah, that's not true.
How can another player wear another player's jersey? When Keenan put on the Goldberg jersey and played the goalie so he could get the knuckle buck off, it was like the only way Bobby
you can't do that.
Breaking the rules and doing hella tricks and shit. Like, he was a terrible coach.
That's true. You really cannot.
All he had was a flying V that he got from Hans.
Bro, you're right. He low-key was a terrible coach because he just kept going to the kids and be like, do you think you can do this? Like, when he went up to, what's the Asian kid's name? He went up to you and he was like, you, what you got for me? He described like this elaborate like skate routine and he goes out and gets murdered as you would doing that shit. And he's like, does that go over?
Because it took such a long setup too. I was like, I remember watching it being like, get it off, go, hurry, get it. He's like,
that man, he got crushed, bro. I was like, oh, I mean, yeah, that's what I would do in that situation.
Okay, wait,
bro.
Here's the pressing question. What was the, do you think Gunnar Stahl smashed Julie after the tournament was over? Because she stopped his shot, and then the dude, which I love this line, like, you lost it for us. You lost it for yourself. like he has all this respect now for Julie, it seems. I don't know about the whole Team USA. Bitch. And then, like, they're still at the village. You know what I mean? Like,
They for sure smash. Children smashing at that age.
Oh my god.
Kids are smashing.
If not then, like, you think they didn't like go to international tournaments later and just like, hey, remember me?
I'm not yes-anding this.
All right, here's the next question. Did Bombay smash the Iceland chick?
Because they didn't end on bad terms, right?
No.
Or did he end up going with the tutor?
Oh, the tutor.
Isn't like
Yeah.
What happens in D3? Isn't he with the tutor?
The tutor's still there.
Yeah, I think they went out once.
So the beginning of the D3, tell me why. See, Gordon Bombay is the most selfish fucking piece of shit. This motherfucker gets all these kids to go to this private school, and then before the season even starts, he leaves. He's like, hey, listen, man. I got this gig running the personnel for the Junior Olympics, and I just got to take it. He's like, what?
It's bad.
Also, literally the whole team.
Is that a demotion from your last job?
Actually, I think coaches should do, I'm sorry, this is kind of a side thing, but coaches should do one-on-one more often. That is my favorite part of D2.
Oh, like coaches against.
Where they went one-on-one for the
Bombay
ice.
Bombay was in that ass, boy.
Bombay was working that nigga, bro. Bombay was up in. Woo, he was clowning that man. And came, like, he's like this. Never mind. I'm not going to make that Harry Potter reference. But he was just a shitty, shitty teacher.
What was the Harry Potter reference?
I'm not going to know it.
I probably won't know it either, but that's just say it. Someone listening will be like, right? Say the thing. What's the reference?
The Durmstrang school, bro. Like in
Harry
Potter. Whoa. I never thought about that.
Whoa. So wild.
Y'all make me feel bad about my fandom.
What's funny is like the new coach in D3, I can't remember who the actor was, but it was like he was like the most serious fucking coach. He's like, bro, you're coaching a JV hockey team, dog. Like
at a private school, though. But that's what I'm saying. That's more real.
Yeah.
Like my JV basketball coach in high school was like a fucking maniac. Like, okay, disclaimer, everything I'm about to say is rumor based because when you're 14 and 15, you hear things. You don't know. I wasn't out. But from what I was told, my JV coach was like a drunk. He was at the racetrack all the time. That new shit. This motherfucker would just be coming to practice like red as fuck and just curse everybody the fuck out.
Okay, that makes more sense. This dude was like straight from the NHL and was like, listen.
Wait a minute. How are you going to come in with the disclaimer and then go, however? So you're
That's all you care about. I'm just saying that what my truth is may not be the truth, but my truth was, as a 14-year-old, this is what we heard.
That boy was lit.
This dude, his
eyes were bloodshot.
And I remember I wasn't playing, especially early on, and he'd come in like, and after the practice, after the game or whatever, I just start taking off my shoes, and he stopped me one time. He's like, don't take off your fucking shoes. And I'm like, I don't really say anything. I'm just kind of like, he's like, oh, you don't want to listen to me. Jelani McCoy listens to me, and Rod motherfucking Benson won't listen to me. And I just remember thinking, like, who is Jelani McCoy?
Who's Jelani McCoy?
And he's a guy who ended up playing at UCLA. He was pretty good, but when did they ever know each other? I don't know. I just heard you got back from the track, man. I heard you. That's all I heard. I don't know if it was true.
When were you like? Were you always tall, or did you hit a growth spurt and grew like exponentially all of a sudden?
No, I grew consistently, which is I would say is like harder because Like when I was in eighth grade, I was 6'1", or I was seventh grade, I was like 5'10", 5'11", and then in eighth grade, I was like 6'1", 6'2", but other kids from like seventh grade were like 5'10", and then now they're like 6'6". Yeah. So I was at like in a disadvantage for like 2 years till I caught up.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe the Iceland shit is real, man. Right, these were I played basketball with 13-year-olds who were 6'6".
Yeah,
I mean, we had a 6'4" in my sixth grade. Like not when I was in sixth grade, but when I was in fourth grade. This kid named something Jacobson, not Nathan Jacobson, his brother. Anyways, this kid was 6'4" at age 11, age 10 or 11, yeah, with like a size 14 shoe.
It's like, do they get to seven foot or do they, like, does that?
He's still 6'4".
He's still, wow, that's crazy.
In fact, all the kids who were 6'6 are still 6'6. Like, yeah. No one grew after that.
They just shoot it all out. Like, the Little League kids, where it's like, the dude was like 6'6 and he's a pitcher. And it's like, famo, are you really 13? Are you really 13?
Yes.
The League World
the
Series?
Is yes. I can confirm. I've seen these dudes. They're huge. But, I remember reading Shaq's autobiography. Not autobiography, but biography. And at the time when I was in fourth grade, and we had the sixth grader who was 6'4", and it was like, when Shaq was 13, he was already 6'7". I was like, we're looking at another Shaq here. This motherfucker's going to, he's going to be big as Shaq.
My God. When I was a kid, and ever I saw like highlights of somebody tall and big and like young, I was like, they're going to be the next Shaq. Like I always thought everybody was going to be like the next
bro,
big
Bro, Tyson great. Chandler is from Southern California, right? He went to Fairfax. He went to Dominguez. Yeah, he went to Compton Dominguez. And when I was in seventh grade, because he's a year ahead of me, the local news in San Diego did like a little thing on him, and it was like, at 6'10", Tyson Chandler is dominating like the local talent, and it's like him playing against eighth grade white boys at six at my size,
yeah.
And it's just literally just catch, and he would dunk with so much authority, and like kick his legs in the air, and I was like, oh, I'm never gonna play at a higher level. This is what the real guys are doing. I'm out here trying to figure out how to dribble with my left hand. I still don't know. It's never learned. This Tyson Chandler's out here dunking on these fools.
I just want to just go a little.
I never learned. I said, fuck it. Just not my bag. Not my talent.
I want to go a little tangent. We're talking about left hand, bro. I was watching the highlight. Kyrie's left hand, like his bag is fucking
deep.
Stupid.
It's very deep.
It's nice.
Speaking of drills, hockey drills, if they are really like this, look like the most fun ever. Like, they were just, like, skating with Emilio Estevez behind a golf cart or, like, skating downhill.
Bro, I don't think there was
like,
anything realistic about any of the hockey in...
Did you see the news from, like...
The catching him with the rope, I didn't like it.
Did you see the news from, like, 2 weeks ago that the CHL, which is, like, Canadian Hockey League, they're juniors, so the same age as these kids, is, like, overrun with, like, sexual assault, rape, crazy hazing, like overworking, etc. Like what we see in Mighty Ducks is not, and they said this is a systemic thing for like decades. They should have been like putting their dicks in each other's asses, like just for fun, just to see what it like felt like. Like they're making these motherfuckers like
that. Iceland team was probably doing that.
And D3, there was some hazing between the varsity and the JV team. Remember they fucking
they
froze.
The
they
dude.
Did the they froze all their jerseys
when they kept doing
like
this.
CO2.
This is an audio platform.
So what are you describing? What did you just do?
In D2, they did the shaving cream in the hand and
whoa.
That was like a fun thing. Like with the between D3, it was like we hate JV and we hate varsity. Like they put all the ants in their dorm rooms while they were sleeping.
Again, I don't remember this movie.
Oh,
man. You rewatched this.
I mean, I haven't seen it in a while.
I didn't make it that far, but I just remember it.
I was more of a...
Like, it was one of, like, the six tapes I had. It was, like, D2, D3, Flubber, which I never watched. I owned it.
I never watched Flubber.
I owned it, never watched it. I watched Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 100 times.
Okay.
And then the other one was, it was 7. I forgot I had fucking Street Fighter, which I watched a bunch, and then Jumanji.
Wait, the live-action Street Fighter?
Yes.
With like Raul.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. That's a bad movie.
Bro, that movie was fire, dog. I haven't watched it in a while. So.
That's like, sir,
did you have like a limited like tape collection? I mean, you're younger, so you probably had like tons of DVDs and shit. It was just easier to.
Nah, I was the last of the VHSs I had. But movies have always been my bag. So like that's what my parents spent their money on.
So you just had a ton of them.
I hate collections because it's all trash. Yeah. It's just trash. You're literally collecting trash. My mom had the bombest VHS collection. Now it's fucking worthless. Yeah,
I mean, it's not worthless if it's well maintained. Yeah, we used to rent Meteor Man like every weekend. God. And looking back, we should have just bought it at some point. Like, but I feel like I never had enough money to actually buy it. I would just get enough to like rent it again. Like, I got $2. Going straight to Blockbuster. Renting Meteor Man.
Wait. So you said you loved Disney movies as a kid?
Bro, the Goofy movie? A heater, dog.
Oh, my God. Like, that movie is so good. That's one of the best movies in the game, dog. That movie, bro, I'm crying every time I watch that movie.
I watched it in theaters, and I remember thinking, like, I think I'm starting to outgrow this. I mean, it was funny, but I was like, you know, when you're a kid, especially, like, each year matters. Like, oh, this is for fourth graders. I'm in fifth grade. Like, no one's watching that up here. We're like on Power Rangers.
Oh, okay. That was you. I was never like that.
I was not that guy.
No. That was never me.
You never looked down or shit? Like, I've outgrown that.
I just stopped paying attention to it. And it was just like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess maybe not like, I think it would only come up in certain situations, but like, yeah, I think like, I went from like regular cartoons, and all of a sudden I'm like watching Doug. I'm like, this fits me more.
You had a little.
This makes more sense.
This is a thinking man. I don't have a little brother or a younger sibling, so do you?
No.
So that might play like a factor.
Yeah, I probably played a role in it.
Yeah.
Damn, you smart, man. What'd you get in improv?
A B. I got 4 B's and 2 A's.
You know what? Fuck it. We've been skating around it.
I hated Disney movies as a kid.
How you feel about you as the black one in the improv thing who like fucks with the UCB system the most? How you feel about
this? This is a long pivot. How much more time you got? Jesus.
How you feel about everything that's happened? Group, just summarize real quick.
You know what? I mean, I knew the system was fucked up. I didn't think I could change it, but I was like still going to be like, I'm still going to do me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to learn, and the building blocks that UCB gave me, I was good at it. Like, the style of improv that they teach, maybe not good at it, but it came to me easier. You know what I'm saying? So I was very upset about, I thought I should have made Mess Hall the first time, but it was the first time I auditioned. So I'm like,
But you just come off an A, so you were like, come on.
Light work.
I just come off some B's in Academy. I didn't make any A's in Academy. And then, I was upset about that. And I felt like the people in the room maybe didn't, like, understand my voice. I always thought that
Jake Riegel specifically. I mean, I don't know. I can't confirm. I don't have the details. I just had heard.
Everybody, I heard a lot of drags on Jake Riegel, bro.
I didn't see it. My JV coach. I don't know these things.
I only interacted with Jake Riegel.
He was in the room.
Jams, bro.
Okay. I heard that the colors didn't do well that day. That's what I heard. I didn't.
Hold on. That is incorrect because that was at the mess hall auditions. I did well. The colors didn't do well at the Herald auditions, apparently. That was at Herald auditions.
He said that shit with his chest, too. That's so the crazy colors. To me, bro.
Oh, well, you know what? You know what I noticed? The colors weren't that funny today.
Yeah, just everyone keep in mind what the colors didn't do.
I wish.
Nah. Anyways.
I fucking wish.
Anyways.
Leonard, you can talk shit now, man. It's not coming back.
What's he going to do to you, Leonard? What's he going to do to you? Jake Riegel, 5'4", 1'4", nigga?
I don't care about Jake Riegel. Like, I have nothing.
You know what you just reminded me of, though, that we could get off of Jake for a second? Carl posted a photo the other day, and it said, like,
oh, yeah,
me and Iffy trying to be the team, the one improv team that could beat your ass. So I'm like, has he seen us? We are the monsters out this bitch.
I'm taking that smoke, Carl.
Yeah, you got Iffy.
Shit, I'll scrap, man. I'll keep my distance. I'm not going to go to the ground.
Come
but
on,
you know what I mean?
Man. Come on.
Fuck it. Nah, man. We going 2-for-1 on because, I mean, like, we got to put, okay, Sean has got to go against Adrian.
Oh, yeah. break it up. I do want to know what the breakup is.
I feel bad for Lamar. Who is Lamar going against?
Shit.
I feel, is it me?
Hassan? You?
You were Hassan.
Oh, man, we got matchups out this bitch. We got at least 3 dudes they need to double.
Yo, Asan is thick too, dog. Like, yeah, he's thick, dog.
I forgot we got Asan.
Asan is solid, dog.
Big Mac, bro.
Man, we might have to treat it like goddamn, like punch out. Like, they don't even fuck with me or Chris until they get past our lower ranks. You gotta make it to the boss room, baby.
Like, who's got Zeke?
Level, bro. Oh, you gotta lose.
Zeke might recuse himself, man. Yeah.
They gonna lose at least three players, bro.
But no, Vince clearly got Zeke.
Oh, Vince, I forgot about Vince.
Yeah, Vince.
I mean, but Vince is also a personal trainer, so like he got the stamina.
That would be an entertaining spar, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
I should feel like we should just go settle.
Who gets to be the one black team at UCB?
I know that's, we could take out Cornbread Kitchen.
That's the show they wanted us.
They are skinny.
Obama's other daughters, it's unfair, but if we're just saying
you're stupid.
You said the one black team. You didn't say male or female.
Rod is going on Hunger Game rules. You never specified.
You did not specify gender.
You ever watched Battle Royale?
I like Obama's other daughters, but someone's got to lose. For us to win.
I'm running to the middle first.
Oh my God.
Leonard, man, what do you have coming up in your life?
You know, today is my 4-year anniversary in LA. You know what I'm saying?
Made it four years.
I got here July 2nd, 2016.
Let's go.
I also got my first ever buyout check today for my commercial. Love so you know your butt. Yes,
what drinks on you, motherfucker? I know you was rich. Goddamn, I'm out here.
And I forgot that they also paid my agent's rate on it. So I got the full, but I thought I was gonna like not get the full buyout. Yeah. So that was dope, but now I'm gonna have to do my taxes differently next year. So that sucks.
That's a good thing.
Life is good. What did he mention? Taxes. Because life is good, then you gotta worry about that shit. That's a good sign.
I've never liked Uncle Sam. But you know, I'm just working on a few projects, with some of y'all, some of the guys from Lemon Pepper Wet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can't talk about him yet we can talk. We have nothing aside. Everyone else is like, yeah, I can't tell you about it yet, but you know, I'll announce it. I'm like, what the fuck are you working on with the Pentagon, bitch? Like, just say you're doing the. Josiah was here, like, oh, I can't announce it. He's like, they announced it like the next day. Like, it's. I mean, I've never signed an NDA, so I don't know, but it always makes it sound like it's some spectacular thing.
It's just
thing
legally
coming.
Until it is yeah. fully like.
I get it. I'm just also a hater, so here we are.
I'm a hater as well.
Just also a hater, so.
Yeah,
truth is truth.
Deal with
but you know,
things.
I'm just gonna stay out here and stay masked up. I might be on. You know, I'm waiting on a call back on something. Okay. Y'all might, you know, I might be seeing me on something.
Right, see, look, there's Leonard's thing we talked about.
Yeah.
I hope you get that shit too. We're not gonna say what it is, but if Leonard gets this, I'm gonna tell everybody. Yo, I know that dude.
So you know, but other than that, man, you know, just enjoying life with y'all fellas. You know. Indeed. Appreciate having you on the podcast.
Yeah, it's about time. We got to get more. Time.
I had some other podcasts that said they was going to have me on there, but I ain't been on none yet. So
say the name.
You better stop. You better stop.
Jake Regal's podcast. We can end it there, man. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, shit.
Shout out. Love y'all.